Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Good news has come. The child was born. He grew. He lived. He sacrificed himself. He was crucified there on a cross. They buried him in a tomb, but that tomb is empty. We celebrate a resurrected Lord. We have a God who is alive. We have a Savior who lives. And because He lives, we live. Scripture says He made Him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. This morning is almost a full circle. We see His birth, we see His life, we see His death, burial, and resurrection. And then He went back to the Father and He said, "Look, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to send you a helper. And when that helper comes, He'll bring to remembrance all that I've taught you, and you will have power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you'll be my witnesses both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts." You and I have the privilege, because of what God did, because of Christ's obedience, we have the privilege of being His witnesses. Wherever we go, wherever we find ourselves, whatever we do, you and I can represent Christ and be the light of the world. Jesus says over in John chapter 8, He says, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life." You and I have the awesome privilege of being ambassadors of Christ. We get to be His spokespersons. We get to be His heralds, heralds of the gospel, heralds of the good news, the message that, yes, this baby came. King Jesus came. Yes, He died, but He rose again. And because He lives, we live. Because He lives, we all can live. Every person can have a relationship with Christ. Every man, woman, boy, and girl, whoever you are, whatever you have done, you can have peace with God. The message that the shepherds went back rejoicing: good news to all people. There's been born to us a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Guys, here's the application of the entire morning, is that you and I are the lights. That you and I are the representatives of Christ in the world today. See, He ascended back to the Father and He is preparing a place for us. And He's going to come and get us because He said He would. But until then, that dash, you've all heard a dash sermon. We've all heard a dash sermon between birth and death. We're all living our dashes right now. What are you doing with yours? How are you conducting yourselves? How are you living in this world? What are you doing with this Jesus? What are you doing with this freedom from sin? What are you doing with all of that? That's the question we all have to deal with on a daily basis. How am I going to live today in light of being free in Christ? How am I going to live today knowing that I'm His son? And that I'm no longer an enemy. I'm no longer in opposition. God is not, I'm not His adversary. I am His adopted son. How am I to live? Scripture tells us very clearly over in Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 14, it says this: "You are the light of the world." There are days we don't feel too bright. There are days we don't feel like we're lights. But here's the truth. You are the light of the world. If you're a Christian, you are the light of the world, period. You are the light of the world. Because of what God did, you and I get to walk out those doors. You and I get to walk out into the day, every day of our lives, and live before the world for Christ. We get to live before the world as an ambassador of God. We get to be the light of the world. It says we're not to hide. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, in such a way that they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. You know, we have a project to do every day of our life. We have an assignment every day of our life. And that is to represent Christ well. That is to live our lives in such a way that people see Christ in us. See, Christ has ascended, but He has us. He has us as His ambassadors, His representatives that go all over this earth. We go into schools. We go to works. We go into restaurants. We go into Walmarts. We go places. And we be Christ to them. We be the light of the world to them. And even if we don't feel like it, even if for some reason the day's going bad, even if life is happening, you are the light of the world. You are an ambassador. You are a representative because of what Christ did. He's gone. He's going to come back in one of these days. But until then, you and I are to live our lives in such a way. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. You and I this Christmas season. What's this baby about? Have a conversation where you go about this baby. Have a conversation about this baby that he don't stay a baby. It's not just wise men and shepherds. It's not just gifts under a tree and giving and receiving. No, it's far more than all of that. It's God has sent the Savior of the world to this earth, and we remember him. We remember his life. Take him on to Easter. Take him on to the sacrifice that he made. He made that for you. Do you realize that? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's all of us. That's every person you see out there. You say, well, yeah, but you don't know me. You don't know what I've done. God knows all about you, and he still sent his Son. He knew everything there was to know about you. He knows he's infinitely perfect, period. He's outside of time, space, and matter. He doesn't deal with the same clocks we deal with. He doesn't need a calendar. He's not on our time frame. God knows infinitely out there perfectly. And he knows everything in the past. And you know what? He knew you. He knew you. And he still sent his Son Jesus. He knew you, and he still sent that baby to this earth. You say, well, I'm not that important. That's love. That's grace. That's mercy. That's unmerited favor beyond comprehension. That a God would love us even when we were helpless and hopeless and so in our sin and so caught up with living our lives the way we want to live them and do exactly what we want to do, God still saw fit to send his Son so that you could have hope. My prayer for you this Christmas is that you do not reject so great a salvation, that you do not say that is for the church, that is for others, that is for someone else. No, this Christmas is for you. This baby is for you. This sacrifice is for you. This death on the cross and this resurrected Lord is for you. Joys to the world. And you are a part of the world. Now we get the privilege of taking that to the world. We have the privilege of taking the gospel message, the good news. We have the privilege of representing God to this world. There is no greater calling. There is no greater privilege. There is no greater anything. Nothing compares to being able to wake up and go out and represent Christ every day. That's the pinnacle. That is it. There's no more. There's no greater achievement. There is only one hope. And he is Christ. And when we receive him as Savior, when we receive him, we represent him. I want to challenge you this Christmas. We got next year coming. How was your 21? How did you represent Christ this year? How did you represent Christ in your world this year? How did you represent this Savior, when you think about, when you listen, when you see what he did, when you see and hear and are reminded of the communion and you hear the celebration of Christ coming, and you look at your life, and here's the deal. There's no one judges it but you. There's no one can look at it but you. How was 21? What's so awesome is 22's coming. Next year's coming. But you know what? Today's coming. The rest of this day's coming. To go out there, to go, and for some of you, it could start on the car ride home. It could start on the car ride home. Simply, I didn't shine too well this last year. And you know what? When we see Christ on the cross, when we see Christ coming to this earth, what do we see? We see obedience. We see a humble surrender and humility, and we're to have the mind of Christ, church. You don't have the freedom. We don't have the freedom to live how we want to and act how we want to. We are controlled by Christ. We are controlled by Him. We don't have the freedom to go and be whoever we want to be, period. If you think you do, you're dead wrong. You're controlled by Christ. And you're to have the mind of Christ. And guess what He did? He humbled Himself to the point of obedience. He surrendered Himself. He surrendered to His Father. That's what obedience is. That's what we do. That's how we be light to the world. That's how we walk in front of people in obedience, in humble submission. Back to that car ride. You know, for some, and for some, this is almost beneath you. Let me go on and tell you, the cross was way beneath God. The cross was way beneath God. Those men beating Him to a bloody pulp was way beneath God. And He did it anyway. For some, it's as simple as, you know what, I didn't really do too much in 2021, and I need help. I need help. I want us to do better. I want us to do more. I want us to serve better. I want us to love more. I want us to run harder. I want to walk in obedience to Christ. So often it starts. We think about standing on stages in front of lots and lots and lots of people, and we're like, there's no way I could ever. Now, sometimes it starts right there in the places that's the most intimate, right there in the home, in the car, right there around that kitchen table. What do you want 22 to be? What do you want it to look like? The Bible says you are the light of the world. So the option is simply, I want to represent Christ next year. I want to represent Christ the rest of this year. I want to represent Christ and live for Him the rest of this day. That's our option. Period. And there's none of us can do that alone. There's none of us can do that without the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit. I want us to pray. I want us to pray for one another. Take the hand of your family next to you. They're right there close. Grab them. Grab them in the hand. He or she can help you. You hear that? He or she can help you. You're not doing this by yourself. He or she can help you. Father God, as we give you praise for what you did, we give you praise for the sacrifice you made, for coming to this earth. Lord, who in the world are we to save? Why in the world would you want to save us? But God, now we give you praise. You are holy and worthy of it. Lord, we want to live for you, God. We want our lives to matter. We want the rest of this life to matter from this point forward. And we don't want to wait till the calendar year turns. God, we want to start today. And Lord, I pray that you would start in the homes. I pray, God, that you would even start in the cars headed home. Lord, give us a humble spirit. Give us a humble heart, a teachable spirit. God, create in us a clean heart, oh God. Use us. Use this room. Use this church. Use this body. And we'll give you praise in Christ's name as we shine for you. Amen.